here with Steve Broadcast. Earlier, we covered Creating Student Choice's very own Empower You event for 2021. And in this particular session was entitled Legislative Forecast, Lasting CARES Act Implications, and the Future of Student Loan Policy. Really insightful stuff here. In this particular clip, Creating Student Choice's Scott Patterson discusses student borrowing needs this fall peak season as college campuses return to a new normal. And so what does all this mean for credit unions? Well, Scott explains in this clip.
Most campuses fully reopened last month, and enrollment appears to have surged based upon the preliminary information we have today. We don't have the official information yet from the clearinghouse, I don't believe, but from some of the information that's been compiled by the media, it sounds like the campuses are seeing a dramatic surge in enrollment from what it was last year. Of course, last academic year, we saw material declines in enrollment. And primarily, a lot of that was driven by the broad shift to remote learning. You know, more than 600,000 reduction in what expected enrollment levels would have been had it not been for the pandemic. Additionally, the shift to remote learning changed the experience and the expense picture, frankly, for those students who remained enrolled. You know, in terms of higher ed financing and lending, if you had, you know, if you really put both of those things together, again, the reduced overall enrollment and the dramatically reduced or even eliminated, in many cases, expense for typical room and board costs, you know, the overall aggregate financial need for higher education loans was significantly less than it had been prior to the pandemic. And you'll see here on the slide, you know, roughly it seems from some data we've seen 15% less for private student lenders, just based upon, you know, some data that we've seen. So again, today, in really just the last 30 to 45 days, actually, it's a very different picture right now. Students and teachers are back on campus. They're back learning in lecture halls. They're back attending all kinds of school events, back living in dorms, eating cafeterias, and back to being college students again. But somehow it's not quite fully back to what we would consider normal. Things have definitely changed, and there is a new normal of sorts in the return to campus this fall for students and university staff, for sure. Many schools have vaccine mandates in effect or are strongly at least considering requiring them in the coming weeks. Mask policies to create a safe learning environment as possible. And James and I were just talking before the webinar got started here. You know, it kind of dawned on me, you know, many U.S. college campus communities may have among the highest coronavirus vaccination rates now of anywhere in the entire world. I mean, we're seeing numbers that are in the upper 90% level at some college campuses, and they're still wearing masks, which, you know, some would argue creates what could be some of the safest communities to be a part of without being holed up in your home. So it's a pretty interesting dynamic what's going on there. And just as a personal example, Jim mentioned I have a son who's a freshman at a university in New York State. They're not only requiring vaccinations and masking indoors, but they're also testing all students weekly, regardless of their vaccination status. And this may sound like a lot, but you have to understand that most colleges and universities are, you know, they're emerging from 2 years of fundamental challenges to their budgets. You know, to the schools, their new normal policies are about creating a safe environment for the community. But it's also definitely a very defensive approach to try to protect their business model from another campus closure. So it's you know, these schools are determined to go back to on campus, but it is definitely a new normal. You know, an impact stemming from the pandemic that may be lasting is, you'll see here on the slide, a transition to test optional admissions policies that have had, you know, frankly, the intended result of significantly increasing application levels at many schools. You know, another temporary trend, and this one is temporary, I'd say, but that was designed to increase application and continued enrollment levels, can be seen in what seems to be, in many cases, relatively low tuition increases this academic year, and with some schools even freezing tuition in place. You know, and as we'll discuss later in the webinar, low tuition increases is very unlikely to last as we look into the future. So, you know, if we look at this academic year and the start of this peak season, we've definitely seen a significant uptick from 2020. So you would probably expect that as more and more people are living on campus with room and board expenses again, with more enrollment back in schools. We have seen a almost a full return to levels this academic year for new loan originations that we'd seen prior to the pandemic. So we're hearing similar positive results from other lenders that provide in-school student loans. So it seems like things are changing here. So this next slide here, it really is about the impact of the pandemic for former college students that have student loans. So for example, college graduates, young professionals, people that have student loans, debt, but they're not in school anymore, they're paying it off. I know it may feel like March 2020 was a long time ago, and it was. But if you try to remember the extent of the uncertainties we all felt back then, it was a pretty scary time, you know. And now if you put yourself in the shoes of a recent college graduate, for instance, or someone that doesn't have a well-established career and may still be in their 20s or 30s, you know, for these folks, many of whom had bills to pay, including their student loan payments, that uncertainty was further heightened in many cases by the emergence of the pandemic and everything being shut down. Unemployment was heading up fast, and if you weren't unemployed, it looked like it could be a real possibility back in March of 2020 again. So with that backdrop, the Congress passed the CARES Act, which was signed into law by President Trump. I'm not going to go into all the detail of that. James will be talking about that in more detail and where things are with that now. But a huge provision of the act was a temporary moratorium on federal student loan payments and interest accrual. So in essence, a complete pause in the loan. And this payment and interest accrual moratorium has been extended several times now. You can see in the slide, and most recently for one last time through January 31st by the Biden administration. So obviously, if you're a borrower with federal student loans, this has been an amazing benefit, right? 0% interest and no payments due. As a borrower, what's not to love about that, right? In the student loan refinance world, however, the impact for private student lenders broadly has been a pretty dramatic reduction in lending activity. So as you can see in the chart here, you know, if 92% of all outstanding student loans are federal student loans that are not accruing any interest and have no payments required, it really doesn't make a lot of sense in most cases for those borrowers to consider refinancing. Now, I will say, however, that there has been some continued private loan refinancing, and that can make a lot of sense for many borrowers. Today is a great time to refinance your private student loans, given incredibly low interest rate environment that exists right now, from prior years where they might have much higher interest rates. So, but again, January 31st is the last day of the federal student loan moratorium. And part of our role here at the CUSO is preparing credit unions to successfully re-enter this important market in the very near term. And I'll talk more about that later in the webinar and what we should be doing about that.
Thank you very much, Scott. And stay tuned for more coverage here of Creating Student Choices Empower You event on CU Broadcast.